As salmon swim up the Yukon River, subsistence fishermen continue to express frustration about gear restrictions, closures, and now potentially infected fish. When managers and fishermen met for their weekly teleconference this week, they heard reports of discoloration and pus in chum salmon from callers in Pilot Station, Russian Mission, and Fairbanks. Stephanie Schmidt, summer season area management biologist for the Yukon and for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says the parasite Ichthyophonus could be the culprit. Fish and Game says the pathogen is not harmful to humans. The summer chum run is now estimated at about 1.5 million fish, which is average, but below Fish and Game's preseason predictions. The first pulses are passing through Tanana, Koyukuk, and Kaltag, but many stragglers are still lingering in the lower river. Schmidt says that's led to record numbers for commercial fishermen.
There have been record catches of summer chum salmon with dipnets this year in District 1 and District 2. To date, the dipnet and beach seine commercial fishery in these lower river districts have caught 185,700 summer chum salmon, and they've released just over 8,000 Chinook salmon.
Meanwhile, subsistence fishing has been a mixed bag. Abundant chums on the lower Yukon have helped fishermen like Joseph in Nunum Iqua to fill his racks.
They had a three-hour subsistence opening on Tuesday. We were finally able to fish the tide, and I was able to get 118 chums and six kings, and I was so happy for the kings.
But fishermen upriver have struggled to meet their subsistence needs, citing plenty of activity but little production.